Welcome to Kids Corner Bible Stories, listening and learning God's big story. Today, the story of Stephen.
Stephen was one of the original seven deacons of the early church. He was a bold proclaimer of the gospel. Stephen became the first martyr for Christ, which means he died because of his faith. Listen now to his story.
John, what was all the complaining about? People are concerned about the distribution of food to the widows. It's the work Jesus called us to do before he was taken up to heaven. But sometimes it seems that all this work doesn't give us the time we need to spread the gospel and teach the people.
There are only 12 of us disciples and much to accomplish for our Lord. Perhaps we could appoint others to do some of the work on our behalf, like the food to the widow.
Certainly. I could think of several men who I would trust with that responsibility, like Stephen.
I agree. Stephen would be an excellent choice. Let's speak to the others about it.
And so it was that seven men who also followed Jesus were appointed to handle the various ministry tasks, and Stephen was among them. He was a man full of God's grace and power, and performed great signs and wonders among the people. But not everyone was happy about that. A group of Jews were intimidated by Stephen and his popularity.
Did you see that crowd around that man Stephen today?
It seems to grow every day.
Here we are, leaders in the temple, and we don't draw crowds like that.
The people will forget the truths of our ancestors if they start following a man like that. They're all so taken in by his miracles, his tricks.
We must protect our people.
But it can't be through debate. Gershom and Mendel tried to argue with him in the square, and Stephen made fools of both of them. The people can't stop talking about how wise he is, how well he knows Scripture.
We are the priests. We know the Scriptures.
But perhaps if he did something that betrayed the people's trust in him.
And what might that be?
Well, if he said something blasphemous.
Has he said such a thing?
Well, we could find someone who claimed that.
You mean like?
Well, men who claimed they heard him speak false truths.
So, lie to the people?
Well, only to protect them.
Yes. We must do what needs to be done.
And so, they secretly persuaded some men to say they'd heard Stephen speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God. They stirred up the people and the elders and the teachers of the law. They seized Stephen and brought him before the Sanhedrin.
Under what charge do you drag me here? What have I done wrong?
Members of the Sanhedrin, we have witnesses. This fellow never stops speaking against this holy place and against the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs Moses handed down to us.
Heresy! Bring the man closer to me. But what? Why is his face like that?
My face?
It glows like an angel.
The whole crowd saw it. Stephen did seem to have the face of an angel, but that did not stop the Sanhedrin from questioning him. Stephen did not back down. He spoke truth all the way back to Abraham and Moses and David, and he spoke of when God's people turned their backs on him, when they refused to obey the Lord. The Jewish leaders could not argue with this, but Stephen continued.
You stubborn and hard-headed people, you are always fighting against the Holy Spirit, just as your ancestors did. Was there ever a prophet your ancestors did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the Righteous One. And now you have betrayed and murdered him. You who have received the law that was given through angels, but have not obeyed it.
What? How dare you say that? Accusing us.
How dare you speak to me and to us in such a manner?
Look, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.
He believes he's like a prophet. Seeing God himself.
Get him out of here now. And make sure he is suitably punished!
We will stone him! Come on, let's go! Get him out of here!
Saul, hold my coat.
Take my coat.
Stephen was dragged outside the city, where the men hurled stones at him.
Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Oh, Lord, do not hold this sin against them.
And once he'd spoken those words, the Lord brought him into glory. Stephen died because of his faith. Today, in many parts of the world, it's very difficult to share the Bible. Many Christians are hurt and even killed for teaching about Jesus. Please pray for the persecuted church and for the freedom to read the Bible and tell others about Jesus. If you would like to read more about Stephen and the early church, check out the book of Acts. You'll find it in the New Testament part of your Bible.
Listen to more stories like these at kidscorner.net. Kids Corner is a production of Reframe Media.